Moriarty's network.
It took me 2 years to dismantle it.
And you're confident you have?
The Serpent side was the last piece of the puzzle.
Yes. You've got yourself in deep there with Baron Morpurgis. Quite a scheme.
Colossal.
Anyway, you're safe now. Small thank you wouldn't go amiss.
What for?
For wading in. In case you've forgotten, field work is not my natural milieu.
Wading in? You sat there and watched me being beaten to a pulp.
I got you out.
No, I got me out. Why didn't you intervene sooner?
I couldn't risk giving myself away, could I? I would have ruined everything.
You were enjoying it.
Nonsense.
Definitely enjoying it.
Listen, do you have any idea what it was like, Sherlock, going undercover, smuggling my way into their ranks like that? The noise, the people.
I didn't know you spoke Serbian.
I didn't. But the language has a Slavic root, frequent Turkish and German loan words. Took me a couple of hours.
You're slipping.
Middle age, brother mine. Comes to us all.
Oh, no. You don't take it, do you?
No.
You forget a little thing like that.
Yes.
You forget lots of little things, it seems.
Uh-huh.
Not sure about that. Ages you.
Just trying it out?
Well, it ages you.
Look.
I'm not your mother. I've no right to expect
no.
it. But just one phone call, John. Just one phone call would have done.
I know.
After all we went through.
Yes. I am sorry.
Look, I understand how difficult it was for you after... After...
I just let it slide, Mrs. Hudson. I let it all slide. And it just got harder and harder to pick up the phone somehow. Do you know what I mean?
I need you to give this matter your full attention, Sherlock. Is that quite clear?
What do you think of this shirt?
Sherlock!
I will find your underground terror cell, Mycroft. Just put me back in London. I need to get to know the place again, breathe it in. Feel every quiver of its beating heart.
One of our men died getting this information. All the chatter, all the traffic concurs. There's going to be a terrorist strike on London. A big one.
And what about John Watson?
John?
Have you seen him?
Oh, yes. We meet up every Friday for fish and chips. I've kept a weather eye on him, of course. We haven't been in touch at all to prepare him.
No. Well, we'll have to get rid of that.
We?
He looks ancient. I can't be seen to be wandering around with an old man.
Face letting it out. You never let me dust him.
No, no.
So why now? What changed your mind?
Well, I've got some news.
Oh, God. Is it serious?
What? No. No, I'm not ill. I'm moving on.
You're emigrating.
Nope. I've met someone.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we're getting married. Well, I'm going to ask anyway.
So soon after Sherlock?
Well, yes.
What's his name?
It's a woman.
A woman?
Yes, of course it's a woman.
You really have moved on, haven't you?
Mrs. Hudson, how many times Sherlock was not my boyfriend?
Live and let live. That's my motto.
Listen to me. I am not gay.
I think I'll surprise John. He'll be delighted.
You think so?
Pop into Baker Street. Who knows? Jump out of a cake.
Baker Street. He isn't there anymore. Why would he be? It's been 2 years. He's got on with his life.
What life? I've been away.
Where's he going to be tonight?
How would I know?
You always know.
He has a dinner reservation in the Marylebone Road. Nice little spot. They have a few bottles of the 2000 Saint Emilion, though I prefer the 2001.
I think maybe I'll just drop by.
You know, it is just possible that you won't be welcome.
There isn't. Now, where is it?
There's what?
You know what.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Blood.